Charlie McCarthy Show. This is Ben Growl, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Snerd, and our very special guest, Fred Allen and Portland Hopper. And here's Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Gee, Bergen, I can't tell you how glad I am to be here in New York.
Well, Charlie, I think everyone should try and get away once in a while.
Yes, that's what I told my truant officer.
Well, now, just a minute, young man. Your schoolwork is not going to be neglected. You understand?
No, sir.
You promise?
You have my word.
Thank you.
And when a McCarthy gives his word, look out.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
Lordy!
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, there you are. Yeah. I've been looking all over town for you.
You have, Anita? I don't know how you missed me. I was there.
You know, I have a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
I'd just love to get in one of those handsome cabs and ride through Central Park.
Yeah. That's good, that's good.
And you know what we'll do?
Well, certainly, silly girl.
Of course. I'll sing to you.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
No can do, no can do. My mama and my papa say I'm no can do, no can do, no can do. I want for me to go with you, but no can do. You like me, I like you. I like for you to Romeo your Juliet. No can do, no can do. My mama and my papa say I'm no can do. The moon, she say to me, come on, come out tonight. I want for you to hold my hand and hold me tight. And love, it can't be wrong, and so it must be right. But oh, no can do, no can do. I like to do with what you call a pitch the roof. No can do, no can do. My mama and my papa say I'm no. Come on, come out tonight. I want you to hold my hand and hold me tight. And love can't be wrong, so it must be right. But oh, no can do, no can do. I like to do with what you call a bitch the woo. No can do, no can do. My mama and my papa say no.
Molly, I don't like to pry into your business or appear inquisitive.
Since when?
Well, but there's a little matter that I'd like to speak to you about.
Well, you have to excuse me, Bergen. I've got to rinse out a few things.
No.
What is it?
Well, it's a luncheon check from our hotel dining room.
Yeah?
Yes. And it's for $9.85.
No.
Yes. And it's all for confections and desserts.
So imagine that. That's extravagance.
Yes, it is. But it's worse than that. Someone has been forging my name.
Yeah?
Yes. Actually, yes.
That sort of thing is annoying.
Yes, it is, yes. It certainly is.
Well, how did you get... what makes you think so?
Well, I'll tell you. I want you to notice this very sloppy, uneven scrawl.
Uh-huh. It is messy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Now, that proves that was either written by a child or some illiterate person.
Well, either one of us could be guilty there, couldn't
you? Yeah. And I want you to notice what the culprit ate. Parfait, baked Alaska, and frappé.
Yeah.
Three orders of crepe Suzette.
Amaranth glacé.
Oh, I see, yes.
Yes.
It's a wonder that he doesn't feel pretty upset by this time and have a stomach that's in pretty bad shape.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, excuse me.
Yes. Tell me, Charlie.
Yes, Mr. Bates.
How do you feel?
Well, I would say that I feel fine.
You do?
Yes, you see, I feel better now.
Yes. Charlie, this isn't going to end up with you being found guilty, is it?
Mr. Bergen, I certainly hope not.
Yes. Well, I think, Charlie, you've stalled long enough. What have you got to say?
Well, Mr. Bergen, I cannot tell a lie.
You can't.
And get away with it.
No. Do you realize, Charlie, that signing someone else's name is forgery?
Yes, sir.
Do you want to travel the road to ruin?
How are the accommodations?
They're very bad.
It's out then.
Yes. I can't understand what makes you do these things.
Well, sir, Mr. Bergen, I am a growing boy.
Yes, I know.
Adolescence, they call it.
Yes.
And you have to be patient. It requires understanding. You see, I'm trying to find myself.
You are?
Yes. And don't think I ain't having fun.
Well, you've been guilty of many pranks before.
Oh, that I have.
But never, never did I ever think you'd go as far as forgery.
Well, you know, they say, if you don't progress, you retrogress.
Yes, that's quite true.
Yeah.
Well, that's all very well and good, young man, but I suppose you know what's in store for you.
I can hope.
Yes. It's no choice, young man. It's a real spanking.
Mr. Bergen, they say when you resort to spanking a child, you have failed as a parent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what they say.
Yes. It's just what they say, of course.
Yes.
I'm not trying to force anything.
No. Very well, then. No spanking.
Oh, thank you. This was easier than I expected.
Yes. Instead, you will be confined to your rooms for our entire stay in New York.
But, Bergen...
Think it over, young man. Think it over.
Well, this is incarceration.
I'll talk to you later. Now, goodbye and stay in...
I don't have to do this. I can go out.
Bye, Charlie, old boy.
Oh, hello, Ray.
Yeah, what's the matter with Bergen?
And I think it's blowing from Sweden. I'm going to take it on a lamb.
Oh, Charlie, you better think it. Oh, yeah, it's pretty rough going, you know.
You'll soon find out that a good ventriloquist... I wish I hadn't said that.
Yeah. Oh, no, come on, Charlie. Don't be hasty, old boy. You'll never find another Bergen. He's a great performer.
Great, may I. Listen, he is to the fiddle.
Yeah.
I'm turning him out to pasture right now.
Well, Charlie, old boy, if he's written...
Yeah?
Could I take his place? Yes, of it.
That I believe.
He was known as quite a wit. I had them rolling in the aisles. You get it, don't you?
All over me.
Well, didn't it kill you?
No, I'm... That settles it. You just won't do.
Now I'll have to get...
Well, why don't you put an ad in one of the first-rate newspapers?
No respectable paper would run an ad for a ventriloquist.
Oh, well, where would you advertise for one, then?
Where? Why, in the Hobo News, of course.
Yes, Portland.
Some more bills just came.
Oh, bills, bills. Every day it's more bills. This place is beginning to look like a duck farm. I've got to get some money someplace, Portland.
Well, why don't you go to work?
Work? That's the coward's way out. I've tried to live by the sweat of my brow, but my pores won't open.
There isn't any food in the house.
I know. I'll have to borrow some garbage to put out so the neighbors will think we're eating again. I've been out of work for over a year. I've got to do something. Say, hand me that morning paper, the Hobo News, Portland. I'll look through the want ad.
Here you are.
Thank you. Let me see. Apartments.
Aren't apartments scarce?
Scarce? Listen to this. Are you looking for a place to live? Man in iron lung willing to move over. What is this next column?
Personal. During elevator strike, stenographer working on 40th floor, Empire State Building, would like to meet strong young man working on same floor.
Object? Object piggyback.
Say, here's a job for you, Mr. Ballard.
Now, let me see. Wanted for Charlie McCarthy radio program, talented assistant. Must be versatile and have strong knee.
That sounds good.
Good. Apply to Charlie McCarthy. Why, Charlie's only a stooge for Edgar Bergen.
It's a job.
All right, it's a job. I'll go and see Mr. McCarthy. Gad, a stooge for a stooge.
Anita Gordon.
And you've only been in New York 2 days, huh?
Yeah. Well, Anita Gordon.
Well, that's the little girl that sings.
Yes, the girl that sings.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, she wants to meet you.
Oh, yes. Think of that. Well, I better go.
Well, don't go.
When I look at girls, I get all covered with goose pickles.
No.
Yeah.
You mean goose pimples?
Yeah, them too. Yeah.
Well, now, why do you feel that way?
Well, confidential.
Yes.
I don't want this to be around, Mr. Bergen.
No. Well, what is it?
I ain't very bright.
Oh, you're not very bright. Are you? Well, but you can still meet her, Mortimer. Well, all you have to do is make small talk.
Small talk.
Yeah, small talk.
Small talk.
Yeah.
How big?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure she'd be pleased if you told her that she has a beautiful voice.
Yeah, beautiful voice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Yes. Now, here she comes. Now, when I introduce her, you know, you shake hands.
Yeah, shake hands.
Yeah, and hold out your right hand.
Which one is that?
Oh. Which one?
Well, I got two, you know.
Yes, I know. Well, it's the one on this side.
Facing which way?
Well, oh.
Hello, Mr. Bergen.
Well, hello. Now, I'd like to introduce you. Anita Gordon, Mortimer Snerd, Anita Gordon.
Hey, one at a time, one at a time. Where'd the crowd come from?
All right.
So you're Mortimer Snerd.
Ill. Sort of, I think. Yeah, I am.
Don't be afraid of me. I'm not going to bite you.
I wish you would. Oh, riggedy.
Yeah. Well, now, what were you going to tell Anita?
What?
What were you going to tell her about her singing?
Well, what?
About her singing.
I wonder.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, well, yes. You got the prettiest voice I ever heard, Mr. Bergen tells me.
No.
Well, thank you, Mortimer.
Yeah.
And I think you're awfully cute, too, with those big blue eyes and pink cheeks and cute little dimples.
Well, you know something? I got a mole on my stomach, too.
No, no. How can you be so stupid?
Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet.
No.
Anita Gordon singing, and there you are.
With love is so aflame, I only hear each little rainbow repeating your name. And when the long day is through, I long for you.
strange?
I say, it looks like that ad is bringing results, old boy.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's a chap outside to see you about it.
Yeah, what does he look like?
Well, he looks like he needs work.
Yeah? Well. Send him in.
All right. Pardon me, are you Mr. McCarty?
Yes, I am, yes. No, he's Ray Noble. I'm McCarty.
Oh. He's taller, I should have known. Yes. Well, I saw your ad in the Hobo News, and I've come to see about the job.
Yeah. Well, frankly, you look like the kind who would answer an ad for a ventriloquist. Yeah. What's the matter with your eyes? Do they have fallen arches?
No, I just wear my jowls high. You may have heard of me, Mr. McCarty. My name is Fred Allen.
Yeah, the name is familiar. You aren't wanted, are you?
No.
Well, tell me this. Are you new in radio?
New? Why, bless you, my little man. I was in radio when you were just a gleam in an acorn's eye.
That's very amusing.
I thought so.
Tell me, Mr. Allen, you haven't been working much lately, have you?
No, I've been taking it easy, Mr. McCarthy. After my many years of success in radio, I had something to fall back on. Mm-hmm.
And now you've decided to get up off it. You've done nothing since you gave up your program, huh?
Well, I have dabbled a bit in radio by appointment. I was the bouncer in the make-believe ballroom for a few weeks. I held the pail on Milkman's matinee for several mornings. But let's get down to business, Mr. M. Now, what about this job?
Well, good. Now, let's see. Yes. Now, Mr. Allen, what about references?
Oh, don't worry. I trust you.
That's a nice bit of evasion. You realize, Mr. Allen, me splitting with Bergen is a drastic step.
But, Mr. McCarthy, what radio needs today is new faces.
Yeah, well, if you can get one, come back and I'll talk to you.
Now, wait a minute. Bergen is no Adonis, you know. He has the profile of an avocado. And his head is as bald as a Boy Scout's knee. Either me.
Yeah. You know, there's something about you I like. You know, I think I can do great things for you.
Well, tell me, Mr. McCarthy, when we work together, will I ever get any laughs?
Well,
maybe just one little chuckle?
Maybe.
Oh, sir, you are a prince. Let me kiss the hem of your tuxedo.
It's a tailcoat.
I shall throw you the kiss. Yeah, to think. To think I am about to become a straight man for a talking shoe tree.
What about the art of ventriloquism? Can you throw your voice?
Well, not exactly throw it. I let it slide gently down one nostril and bank it off the other nostril. I make it the hard way. But tell me, Mr. McCarthy, before we go any farther, have you any work lined up?
Well, Charlie, what's going on here?
Well, I can tell you better what's going off here.
Well, if it isn't Fred Allen, say, I'm glad to see you, Fred.
Well, hello, Edgar.
Say, how does it seem to take a long vacation?
You'll find out, brother.
They remember, Edgar, back in our vaudeville days when we played that split week at McKeesport?
Yes.
You were so poor you couldn't pay for a partner. You used to walk out on the stage and talk to yourself.
Yeah, that's right, Fred. Say, remember that silly girl who used to work in your act?
Oh, boy, was she dumb.
Oh, whatever happened to her?
I married her.
You can take your foot out of it now, Bergen.
Oh, he won't take offense. Why, it's always made me feel proud to count Fred as one of my friends.
Well, you can get ready for a recount now, brother.
Say, what are you hinting at anyway? Now, that's the third time you said something like that.
Well, you may not know it, but from now on, you're doing a single, Bergen. Hey, friend?
That's right, partner.
Oh, I see. So that's it. You too.
Yeah.
Well, what about this, Fred?
I'm hungry, Edgar.
Yes, but you doing ventriloquism...
Well, it's embarrassing, I know. I never thought I'd have to stoop so low.
Low? Ventriloquism is one of the oldest forms of entertainment. Why, it was practiced by the ancient Greeks. Ventriloquists were even found up among the Eskimos.
They weren't found up there, they were chased up there. Come on, Fred, let's get out of here.
Just a minute, Fred. Surely you wouldn't do this to an old friend?
I sure would, stranger.
Yeah. You know what this means, Charlie?
I sure do. You can dunk your donuts in someone else's coffee from now on. Come on, Fred.
Let's go, Charlie.
Let's get out.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.